Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, we got Clown, Jay, and New Guy from Slipknot coming to the stage in just a moment. What's up, y'all?
What's up?
Hey, thanks, fellas. Appreciate your time today. Yo, we got Slipknot up here. What's up? All right, so real quick, we've heard a couple songs from the new album. They're awesome. We Are Not Your Kind comes out August 9th. We're not going to grill you too hard on the album. Just one word to describe the album.
Masterpiece.
Yes. Right on, man. All right, masterpiece. There we go, dude.
I agree.
Agreement. All right, now think back to when you were growing up, a heavily anticipated album, since this is a heavily anticipated album. What's something that you could not wait to be released when you were growing up?
I'll actually say Volume 3. Because when I grew up as a fan of the band a long time ago, you know, back in 2004, wanting every bit of information that I could, but the band wouldn't give me any. You know, Volume 3, to me, was a very important album that taught me a lot of patience waiting for an album to come out. And I find it pretty awesome that we can still do that with We Are Not Your Kind and create that sort of anticipation and keep everybody wanting to hear it, but you don't get to hear it.
Oh, you hear about most
translation,
of that.
Clown?
What he said.
Hey, it's been 20 years since the self-titled album. What's one of your favorite memories from those times when you guys were first getting that thing together?
Well, you know, I think we've been playing here a while, and I still don't remember anywhere. But when I show up, I'm like, this place, these people, my friends, this place. So that's what I remember kind of most is that. We've been here and we're still coming here, and that it's just continuously being full circle. And that's.
Hell yeah. All right, so growing up, what was the first band that made an impression on you? The first band or the first concert you ever attended?
Well, the first band that ever really got into my brain was the Beatles because of my mom. I was born in 69. So my mom was bumping that all the time, and it honestly scared me a little bit. It was so weird, and the melodies, and it was the right age to be imprinted by music, because I had a lot of questions that I could hear.
The Who was that band for me.
The Who, that's awesome. The Beatles and The Who. Hey, Slipknot represents the old school classics. That's f***ing awesome.
You gotta clap harder than that.
Come on. Called out.
Thank you.
One of my favorite places in the world is Iowa. I'll be honest with you about that. And coming from Seattle, like I flew out to go see a band play in Marshalltown, Iowa. Was it, what, about 40 miles, 40, 50 miles out to
about,
Des Moines?
About an hour, yeah. About 40, 50.
And I went out there, and I went to a 7-Eleven, and the lady was like, holy shit, this is the biggest thing that's ever happened in this city. It was a big hardcore show at a VFW hall. How much of being from Iowa or, like, being a band from Iowa has shaped, like, your sound as a band? Because there were a couple times I was driving around and there was just flatness for as far as the eye could see.
Well, it is a very strange... Where the f*** is my mouth? It's a very strange thing because when we were coming up, there were literally at least 100 bands
Wow.
that we all played with. We were all friends. Everybody was trying originals. And it's basically, you know, for lack of better concept, I'm going to be 50 in September. And we didn't...
Give it up for that.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah,
relax. Sabering 49. Anyway, you know, we didn't have the internet, and anybody who loved music, this is what you got addicted to. This is what you did. You lived. I can remember leaving high school, going home, grabbing my drums, going to somebody's house, carrying it downstairs so we could all jam and until 9 o'clock at night or something. So that's really what it is. Is, you know, it's my home state. I believe, you know, it's where I'm from. It of course it has a lot to do with it, but it's not unlike being from anywhere. Everyone has the ability to, you know, change the course of their own history, and
I like that.
We kind of did it in Des Moines, so that's that.
Right on, man. Well, we just got one more question for you. We don't want to take up too much of your time. Of course, Slipknot. Everyone give it up for Slipknot. Yes. Yes. Not Best Paint in the Grass. Amazing. One question real quick. All right. Pick a scar on your body. Obviously, you can't show us with the jumpsuits, but pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
Well, let's see. On our last tour, I cut up open my arm falling on top of a monitor.
To fall on top of the monitor?
Jeez. Yeah. Without this protection of a mask, I've busted open my eye a couple times.
Busted open the eye?
Like my eyebrow. Yeah. All drumming.
How about you, clown?
Well, I have a scar on my forehead, and I was so excited about a Dr. Seuss book. It's this book called The Diggiest Dog Ever.
The diggiest dog ever.
And basically the dog's looking for its bone. It just digs up the entire planet, basically. And the bone is right outside its front door, right where he started. And I can remember this book being my life, and I would jump on the bed, and my mom came through the door to see what I was doing, and I lost balance and just literally blood everywhere. But it was to, you know, some good art. So
thanks, Dr. Seuss.
You suffer for your art, man.
Something like that. Something.
Hey, give it up for Slipknot.
Yes.
Pain in the Grass, Knot Fest 2019.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Appreciate
you. One last thing. I'm sorry. We had a listener who has a little girl who made sure that she drew a picture for Slipknot. So here is a photo, a drawing of Slipknot with the family.
Yeah.
So Melody drew this.
Her name is
Melody.
Here's
you guys on stage. Here's her and her family. And here's the stars above.
I love
it.
And she wanted to make sure that we gave it to you.
And she's so excited for Slipknot Day.
It's beautiful. We love it. We love it.
Awesome.
Hey, so that's your guy.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, now give it up for Slipknot.
All right, thank you.
Yeah!